Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the fourth day of May 2011. We have another incredibly jam-packed, important broadcast for you. Obviously, we have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us for a full hour again today to continue to break down the huge bombshells that he was dropping on us. He is the co-author and advisor to most of the best-selling Tom Clancy books, the producer at IMDb of films like NetForce and many other big, huge Hollywood productions. He worked under five presidents, under three Secretary of States. He overthrew governments. He helped basically disappear, reportedly, any chance of the Italian prime minister being released by the communist. I've been doing more research on him. I mean, he's more than what he was even saying here on the air. And a very interesting individual, obviously, who told us 9 years ago that bin Laden was on ice, had died of renal failure. I looked up people who have the type of renal failure and the disease that bin Laden has online, and generally, after you have it, you don't live more than 5 years. Well, he had this back in the mid-1990s, reportedly. We're to believe now, all these years later, 15, 16 years later, he survived renal failure, complete renal failure. And of course, Dr. Pachinik is a board examiner psychiatrist, which is a medical doctor, and he has another medical degree as well. He, of course, was the director under several presidents of the development of psychological warfare operations. And it's going to be very informative to have him back on today to analyze. I mean, he said, look at this staged event, look at the stink of it, and then he went over how it was staged, and anybody who studies this can look at the rollout, the packaging, the scripting, the disinfo, and you know it's fake. It's like when you're watching a sitcom. You know it's acting, you know it's not real. So just at a gut level, you know it's a fraud, but then you have the whole history of lies and dissembling and deception and spinning, and you have all the political payoffs that are supposedly coming out of this, the selling of torture, wars, secret arrest, the 9/11 fable that is the catalyzing event that was designed to shift our society into a high-tech police state. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Lord Monckton, who's standing for a member of the Parliament in Scotland, will be joining us for about 30 minutes today. We'll also go into overdrive, into the fourth hour with Doctor of History Webster Griffin Tarpley, who is concurring with our analysis that this is meant to basically bolster Obama's approval ratings, sell the police state, but also start menacing Pakistan. The Pakistanis are putting out today what Paul Watson put out yesterday and what Kurt put out yesterday, that forget Pakistan, the U.S. government knew basically everything going on inside of Pakistan. In fact, that's from yesterday's news. Will you guys do me a favor, go into the featured news archive and get Kurt's article from yesterday morning about forget Pakistan, U.S. government knew, and then Watson's article about if the Pakistanis knew bin Laden was there, then our government would know. Well, obviously they did, and now it's in Fox News and a bunch of other papers. Pakistan warned about compound in 2009. If you believe that, this is all just them debating the false story, the little elements of it to make it look like it's real. Like, oh, there's some things that are wrong, but overall, he was just killed last Sunday. We're going to break it all down today. Stay with us.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yesterday was probably one of the most important broadcasts in 16-plus years on air I have ever done. And today, it looks like maybe even more important. We are seeing a battle for the hearts and minds of the people of the world. We are witnessing a complete turnaround, a complete blow-up in the face of the globalist PSYOP disinformation operatives. As I monitored radio and TV, especially talk radio, as I monitored foreign news last night and this morning, I got up at 5 a.m., almost 70% or so of the callers, in fact, it may have been more, I was going through all the different channels, are calling in, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter, saying they don't believe this story. They want to see the body. They don't believe photos, but they think it's even more suspicious they won't release photos. And the White House is having to come out. Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is having to come out and say that he doesn't need to see a photo, and he believes the president. And they're trying to fall back on the Navy SEALs and saying, why, they even had a German Shepherd with them. Spot the German Shepherd. And you don't like German Shepherds if you don't believe us. And you hate the military. Well, and I was on Inside Edition this morning. They did a satellite taping for 15 minutes. Probably try to edit it down to 1 minute of discrediting information. They were very frustrated because they couldn't get me to trip up. with their sophomoric questions, and they were saying, oh, you don't believe the story. That you don't like our Navy SEALs. It was just so sophomoric. Well, they're saying it's the Red Cell or SEAL Team 6 that's kept secret from the rest of the SEAL teams and itself is a sheep-dipping arm to create groups outside of SEALs, outside of Delta Force, that are basically quasi-governmental CIA black op teams. It goes way above SEAL Team 6, way above Delta Force. Delta Force itself is another sheep-dipping operation from SEALs, Marine Force Recon, Army Green Berets, and this is all on record. It's just the details are classified. And so most of the people in SEAL Team 6 are, of course, I'm sure being fed that, oh, someone in another unit in a subgroup of six did this. And they're telling, you know, the SEALs aren't going to talk. And no one can ever know who the SEALs are because folks will try to target them on and on and on. So we're going to talk to one of the most senior directors of black operations, someone who developed many of the modern techniques of psychological warfare, assassination raids, government overthrows, Dr. Steve Pachinik. You'll notice when he's on with us, streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv, not from the radio, you won't be seeing his photograph because obviously no one has his photograph. That's why up at Infowars.com in the guest description, we have Jack Ryan, Harrison Ford from Patriot Games. Because Mr. Pachinik is the co-author of many of the books with Tom Clancy on record. And Clancy's on record that Pachinik is the character Jack Ryan and others that are composites in the films. And so he's Jack Ryan. I mean, how surreal is this? The real-life Jack Ryan. I mean, the guy that makes the CIA operative bear look like a schoolboy with all the things he's been in. They make movies about, you know, Bear Siriana. He is on the air telling us that Cheney, Bush, and the rest of them carried out 9/11 on record. He was on record 9 years ago and a month telling us he was on ice to be rolled out later. And now it's coming out in the news that the entire official story is filled with lies because they can't get their story straight. And that itself is a classic psyop where if they know there's big doubt, they start admitting problems with the official story because people subconsciously then tend to accept the larger narrative and then debate the inconsistencies that are put out on purpose. And I believe that's what's happening. But regardless, it is a huge impossible lie. And we're going to talk to Dr. Pachinik, of course, he's a psychiatrist who you think runs psychological warfare. I mean, he wrote many of the modern books on it. And I've done research on him 9 years ago when he first came on. I've done more research. Did about an hour last night. And, I mean, it was just chock full of stuff like this. London Telegraph, U.S. envoy admits role in Aldo Moro killing. That was the Italian prime minister. And at the end of the article, they go, well, the Italian government's now admitted it's true. Steve Pachinik. The role in killing the Italian prime minister. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. How high powered this guy is behind the scenes under these secretaries of state, you know, at a level above your normal black ops. And, you know, 9 years ago, I said, why are you doing this? Yesterday, I said, why are you doing it? And I said, let me guess, because you understand America's going down the tubes, collapsing, being robbed blind, and that it's all being done on the foundation of the fraud of 9/11. He said, absolutely. Because everything, when I was on Inside Edition this morning, and I knew the questions before I got them, because it's all just a formulaic system to target the public. No one believes what you're saying. You're a kook. You're alone. You're a minority. Thinking that weak-minded people listening to that will think, well, I want to be with the majority and with what's safe and what is accepted, that the world is flat, the moon is made of cheese, the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus are real. Then they went on and said, you are insulting the Navy SEALs because they create that obsession with the military, that psychological fetish to worship the military. But then you're actually not even supporting the military. You support whatever the globalists say is the policy, and then they wrap the military and the flag around it. So it's like a donkey following a carrot tied at the front of its, you know, head. And so they hit me with that, and they said, oh, you think everything's a conspiracy, 9-11, and now this. Well, this is part of the 9-11 narrative. This is part of the overall hoax. I mean, it's not just Madeleine Albright, Pakistani former president, Benazir Bhutto, well, killed at the time she was president, coming out saying they'd killed bin Laden years before he was dead. It's not just Sybil Evans, the FBI translator, saying the CIA was running al-Qaeda. It's not just... Of the four new al-Qaeda leaders, three of them born in the U.S., trained in the U.S., caught at U.S. military bases, caught being funded, caught being protected, as Dr. Pachinik told you, but they're caught. They hide it in plain view, Fox News, AP, that Alaki and Gadan are admitted U.S. government agents. And they go out and they find mentally ill people, like the psychiatrist from Hood, Hassan, and the underwear bomber who we had the eyewitnesses a month and a half before we forced the State Department to come out and admit, yes, an unnamed agency helped us get him on the plane. We were ordered to give him a visa and then get him on the plane. And the witnesses I've talked to on air, breaking it here, said the guy looked like he was drugged out of his mind, a drugged out little black kid. I mean, they could drug me up, give me some electroshock therapy for a month or two, and roll me onto a plane. Just out of my gourd, not even knowing who I am, with a firecracker going off in my pants, and then the whole country has to have the government stick their hands down our pants because of it. I mean, it's just sophomoric psyops that a two-year-old should be able to figure out. I'm going to say it again before I run through the whole cornucopia of news here, because the whole myth is imploding. I'm going to say it right here, okay? And I've got Watson and Steve Watson and Nimmo and Aaron Dykes, all doing their own reports on this, but I want to remind you, for those of you out there saying they wouldn't lie to us, how many times has government been caught lying? Fake photos, fake documents, WMDs, Gulf of Tonkin, on and on and on. How many times? But let's take military examples. Pat Tillman, NFL star, his brother's in the Army. He wants to go join it, the Rangers. He gets in. He's in Afghanistan, 6 months. He starts writing letters home to family saying this whole war is a fraud. We're not after anybody. It's all about opium. When I come home, I'm going to be against this war. You think they're going to let their billion-dollar boy, I mean, that guy gave them total entree to recruit young, well-meaning people into this meat grinder, to this globalist army. And they said, oh, he charged a hill, taking heavy fire. He jumped the rocks, took out al-Qaeda troops, was shot, grabbed his knife. He was stabbing them. What a great warrior. He's Rambo. Kids join, walk, and just parades and sadness. And I mean, they said, you're going to try to have a propaganda coup against us leaving because you're honorable? We're going to kill you and squeeze even more out of you. Well, there was a problem. The Army doctors would not lie on their reports, and they said they said he was clearly murdered. He was shot at a distance. The first rounds, you can read the report, it's public now. And for years they denied it and called it conspiracy theories, even when the family came out and said he was murdered. Remember, oh, it's ridiculous, putting down our Rangers, you anti-military trash. How dare you, when Pat went up that hill to fight al-Qaeda. How dare you say we're lying? And the Army doctors, later we learn, who did the autopsy, said he was shot. It looked like from about 60, 70 yards. They can tell by how the bullets went in, how much damage the 223s caused. Then later it came out from people that were in the unit. They shoot him. They start shooting. He's waving, hey, I'm U.S. forces. They shoot him, knock him down behind a boulder. They walk right up, and at about a yard and a half, triple place, three bullets, right across the eye line, right into the cerebral cortex. And now we learn there were special units assigned to them that day. Special units. Didn't have their patches on, didn't identify. They were there helping. Probably a SEAL team or Delta team or some of these private contractors that have been sheep-dipped out of those groups into the even larger private Merc armies, who are made up of Delta, Marine Force, Recon, Navy SEALs. There's vast pools of these people. Okay, those are the black armies. See, in black ops, in darkness, there's wheels within wheels. So you think Delta and SEAL Team 6 are the creme de la creme, tip of the spear? They're just one group that hasn't been brought fully over to total dark side yet. Anyways, they murdered Pat Tillman. We'll finish up with that.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9 like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee.
Monday through Friday.
I might fall from a tall building.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at least, we're going into overdrive today. We're here live. Finishing up with just two examples of how cold-blooded the disinformation of the military-industrial complex is. They murdered Pat Tillman, and it's on record, and they lied and said he was killed by Al-Qaeda. Then it was, oh, it was friendly fire, and no, then it was foul play. And you remember Private Jessica Lynch and the resupply convoy attacked by Republican Guard, and a bunch of the unit got killed, and some of them survived and got taken to an Iraqi hospital. And then when the Iraqis pulled out because of U.S. forces that overtook the area, the doctors went to the checkpoint and said, hey, they're here. We like America, as many Iraqis do. Please come. And so they waited 3 days. They called Jerry Bruckheimer. This is BBC News, admitted this a year later. This is on record. And Bruckheimer advised the Pentagon via SAT connections how to script it. They already had folks at the hospital. And they pulled back out. And then they came in, kicked down the doors, beat people up, claimed they were defeating, you know, basically Al-Qaeda. Still saying Saddam was with Al-Qaeda, the opposite group. And they went in, and she was hiding under the bed. And then they took her and put her on the news and said that she was on top, like Audie Murphy, on top of the trucks with the machine gun, just single-handedly. And then when they attacked her physically, got to her after they already wounded her, she was stabbing them with a K-barred knife. I mean, she was just G.I. Jane, Rambo, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Audie Murphy, all rolled into one. And it was, see, women can fight in combat. We need them front line. And it was just absolute PR stunt. And the book came out and the made-for-TV movies. And then some of the other unit survivors started getting mad. And they said, listen, our buddies died in there. She hid under the truck, which is, you know, what she did. We sat there fighting them off. And then you sat there and gave her the credit. And then five of them within a two-week period died in car wrecks or were found with their car pulled over in 1 inch of water dead or were double-tapped in the head having a barbecue in, what, Phoenix? It was in the news. It was like, oh, one of the people that was with Lynch, who, by the way, had been speaking out. They didn't mention that part. That had been in other news previous. He was at a barbecue party, and someone popped up over the back fence in a black uniform and mask and double-tapped him in the head. Just pop, pop, total precision, killed him. And so that's how America works. And because they did not want that big PR bonus. That was a valuable little item there coming out. And I went on air and I said, Lynch, you better get on air now. And you better tell folks this is all fake or they're going to kill you. And say, our dear little hero committed suicide. And she went public. I don't know if people listening here got a hold of her. But 3 days later, she was at a press conference saying none of it's true. They were going to murder her next. You better believe it. They'd have had a big Arlington Cemetery deal. The president would have been there. So in our battle-hardened goddesses of the Amazon rainforest, Wonder Woman, you know, we need a pure army of women. We've already got the women all working, paying us taxes now so we can run your kids and take control of them in the public brainwashing camps. The big re-education centers, but we're going to get all the women in the military because they want that universal draft that Rangel and others have been pushing for so you can be their Hessian mercs and our women can be the camp women. Hookers, girls from the Civil War, I guess, back again. And oh, I could go on for hours. But see, in Soundbite TV, Inside Edition can make little jokes and not let me talk about that and just go, it's so ridiculous, you don't believe the government. You're crazy. This guy doesn't just believe everything he's told. Yeah, I'm like an old bash that has seen many youngsters when that purple worm gets thrown in or that topwater bait is going along. And I'm like, boys, I've seen many of you bite into that. I'm telling you, that takes you up to another place where they do horrible things to you. And they're like, shut up, old-timer. You're a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to get that big old juicy worm. And you go and you bite into it, and the country continues to implode. Because it's fun to get ripped off. It's fun to get conned. It's cute to feel like you're approved of when you buy into the official narratives and fables. Now, I'm going to do a full-spectrum breakdown. I'm going to go through these headlines, and then I've got some other interesting little tidbits for you. We told you this was coming. I saw it this weekend on CNN. Experts, security checkpoints near soft targets may soon become the norm. A day is coming when we'll be patted down going into the grocery stores, malls, highway checkpoints, total Nazi Germany while the borders stay wide open and the government launches the terror.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik is joining us at about T-minus 30 minutes for part two. He'll be with us live of that incredible interview we did yesterday. That is one of the hottest news stories on the web. But along with that report of the fact that bin Laden was on ICE 2001, died right before 9/11, along with that key report, he also has gone public saying that he knows a top general who told him shortly after 9/11 that, yes, it was indeed a false flag inside job, and he had knowledge. And Dr. Pachinik is ready to go public to a federal grand jury right now. And he, of course, worked under five presidents, under three of the Secretary of States. He was the head of developing black ops psychological warfare programs. You can just search his name, if you're doubting me, Steve Pachinik, and you will see articles in the Associated Press, London Telegraph, you name it, about his exploits. Like this headline, U.S. envoy admits role in killing the Italian prime minister. But they did it by tricking the Red Brigades that had kidnapped him into getting rid of him. And now we'll see if that's accurate from what The London Telegraph says, the point is, this is the type of stuff you pull up when you start searching Pechenik. And, boy, the media is really upset about this. This is some dangerous stuff we're doing here on air. I hope folks understand the magnitude of this frontal assault on the globalist disinformation. I mean, we're going right up the hill against these people. And this is blowing up in their face. It is a desperation move with the birth certificate last week on the heels of that. Obama showing us how tough he is, and this fable about bin Laden that now has more holes in it than a block of Swiss cheese. And I just want to go over some of these headlines, and I'll go into more detail on it, but he's going to be joining us. Then Lord Monckton pops in for 30 minutes. Then we go into overdrive into the fourth hour with Doctor of History, Webster Griffin Tarpley, who concurs with our analysis. Yesterday we had a Major General or Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul on, former head of Pakistani intelligence, confirming and basically giving the same analysis as our guest, Steve Pechenik, Dr. Pechenik, and Dr. Tarpley. So we're going to be going over all of that today. Obviously, that was an amazing, amazing interview yesterday, and he graciously is going to be joining us again. I can't wait till this latest hoax is blown over, and hopefully they won't stage some false flags out of it. They're clearly trying to test balloon that right now to launch new wars and new domestic crackdowns. But after this is all blown over, if it does indeed, you notice things are just getting more and more hectic, more and more crazy. I have a feeling that's not going to happen. But I wish it would. But I want to get Dr. Pechenik on for 2 hours someday to talk to the real Jack Ryan. Paul Watson has an article that is an absolute red alert, and I do want to make this a red link if it is not on Infowars.com. I noticed earlier it was not a red link, and it is not a red link now. I want to make top government insider bin Laden died in 2001. Marley or Matt, will you guys do that for me? Thank you. I asked Paul to, but I think he forgot. He's so busy. So top government insider bin Laden died in 2001. 911, a false flag. That article is an absolute maximum alert report to get out to everyone, and it has the full two-hour interview with Dr. Pechenik posted under it. It is a maximum alert to get this information out to everyone. Okay, let me just do this, and I always say I'm going to do it, and I've never succeeded. I'm going to attempt to just read the headlines of the news I have here and then start going back into more detail on them. Experts, security checkpoints near soft targets maybe become the norm. CBS News New York announcing checkpoints on highways, roads, randomly schools, grocery stores, just total lockdown East German society. Just that's always been TSA's plan. They've been training police nationwide under federal auxiliary control, the 10 FEMA governors. This is martial law. In fact, I know Dr. Pechenik has warned of that in some of his writings I was unaware of reading last night. We're going to bring that up to him. Martial law is a point I want to bring up to him because we're being eased into it. They're not going to call it martial law. But when you've got federally trained goons everywhere sticking their hands down your pants, you think you're not going to fly and get away with it from this? You think you're going to? No, this is going in everywhere. Okay, we've got that. Here it is. U.S. on alert for hastened plots. Zawahiri, who is again has a huge pedigree of being a British double agent, a SWAT with a 7-7, London Telegraph, MI6. All these guys, I mean, they're publicly known to hang out at U.S. and British bases 24-7. Hamas, founded by Israel, works for them. You heard Pechenik talk about that yesterday. I mean, folks, people don't get this. They're like, I don't understand. Have you heard about England where they got two grocery store chains that have over 90% of the business, and one color is orange, the other's green, you know, and it's owned by the same company. And they'll be across the street from each other, and one has better deals on this, other on that. They give you full-spectrum dominance. They give you a false choice. They create the terrorist, who then go out, and they stage their deaths, like they do special forces troops all the time. Long history of our government, sheep-dipping people. I'm going to bring up sheep-dipping with Pechenik. So many points, I'm writing notes on these. And then it actually makes him a martyr and causes more attacks. And they say, see, now we got to be on the streets of America because bin Laden was killed. The war on terror never ends. And then we get the internal training manuals. It's all for the American people. So they're really hyping the false flag and the nuke attacks and the rest of it here in the U.S. and other propaganda about hero dog helps snare Obama. So now if you're not for the fable, you hate the troops and you hate the dogs. And if you don't believe that Pat Tillman died charging Al-Qaeda, you hate Pat Tillman, even though it's on record they murdered him. Doesn't matter. It just feels good to buy the lie, doesn't it? And Jerry Bruckheimer did the Saving Private Lynch thing for you. So continuing with that information, it is in Fox News. It is also in the Associated Press. Pakistan is saying it warned about Compound in 2009 and specifically pointed it out, that they thought some chicanery was going on there. That's on record, they're saying. Well, it's like Hamid Ghul said, General Ghul said here yesterday, if you believe that Pakistan knew about this, then the U.S. had to know. They got spies everywhere, spies in the Pakistani military and ISI, double agents, CIA operative caught 3 weeks ago trying to give uranium reportedly to Taliban. I mean, this is all happening. So then blame it on the Pakistani government. They're gearing up for an attack on Pakistan, as Dr. Tarpley said months ago on the show. People know what they're talking about. They study this stuff. They live this stuff. I study it. I live it. I live it. I went to bed at 1 in the morning. I got up at 5 a.m. I live it. I pick up my laptop when I wake up. When I go and sit on the toilet when I wake up, folks, I'm reading. When I go to bed, I mean, I even sometimes, it's embarrassing. I sit there with a laptop out the door of the shower. I mean, it's just out of control. I'm plugged into this stuff constantly, and I know what I'm talking about, and I just see people who just buy the surface of whatever they're told. I mean, I get out of bed, boom, turn the computer on, boom, start researching, reading the legislation, reading the documents, studying the history, and it just means nothing to the invincibly ignorant. They're invincible with their love of being fools. And they're giving us all this background fables and soap operas to follow. Obama took 16 hours and slept on it if he was going to attack him. Obama 9 months ago knew he was there in the compound but didn't want to drop bombs on it. Even if you believe that, then it means they waited till closer to the election. He used his wife as a shield. Oh, that dastardly rat. Oh, he fought back with an AK-47. Oh, now he didn't. Oh, now his daughter, grabbed by Pakistani forces. There's no video of her. No one even knows who his daughter is. He's had dozens of different concubines and wives, at least 5 known wives. It's just all complete. Oh, but it's all over the news. Total proof. Like we'd hear over the last 9 years, new bin Laden tape, new bin Laden text. And it'd be at the bottom of the AP article. Well, it's unconfirmed. It was on a message board. And the CIA admits fake videos. But I'm getting emails saying, ooh, you've been proven wrong. His daughter's come out. What you going to do about that? Are you saying SEAL Team 6 is lying? Huh? SEAL Team 6? People in SEAL Team 6 don't even know who's in SEAL Team 6. It's just a made-up pool of black ops. I tell you. What next you're going to tell me Pat Tillman didn't charge an Al-Qaeda bunker? There's still idiots that believe WMDs were in Iraq. And I think they might pull those out of a hat now. It's about saying it's nonpartisan. No one would have believed Bush finding WMDs. No one would have believed Bush bringing out the bin Laden, especially when Madeleine Albright, Teresa Hines Carey, this is all on record, and many others, Walter Cronkite came out after Pechenik, Dr. Pechenik, and said they got him on ice, they're going to roll him out. They had to back off. But see, oh, now there's partisan differences. We can believe this now because Obama is different than Bush. Same defense secretary, same policy, same program, funded by the same Wall Street interest, voting together to get rid of Glass-Steagall, voting together for the bailout takeover. And I sit there with on idiot radio programs and idiot TV shows with them laughing at me. Oh, yeah, Madeleine Albright said so on Fox. Yeah, Morton Kondracki. Do you want the date? No, you're lying. I was on National British Radio last night, and this clear PSYOP guy called in. They were begging for disagreeing calls, and they couldn't find him. And he calls in about 50 minutes into the interview. They finally got one. And he goes, no one believes you. No one is with you. No, you're just a conspiracy kook, and you're a radical. You know, you need to be arrested. And what's your proof? And I said, the CIA, May 25th, 2010, spy talk, admitted that they created fake Bin Laden videos. Oh, yeah, because you say so on YouTube. See, you give them facts, they come back and laugh. I was on Tom Hartman's show last night on RT, and I've never seen, in fact, guys, try to dig it up off Hartman's YouTube channel or off RT if it's up there. Oh, they sent it to you. I want to play that with Tarpley later, because I've got to say that Tom Hartman is totally different than when he was on the radio. I mean, this guy's desperate to be noticed at RT to get an MSNBC job. I mean, you can tell. He would say, so, look at the kooks that think this. Let's cut to Alex. And he was making all these jokes, and I was giving him facts. And he'd go, what about Ayn Rand worshiping someone that chopped up children? And I said, what's happening with Ayn Rand and chopping up children? Then he'd go, I bet you just love Glenn Beck, don't you? You 9/11 truther, since he's a 9/11 truther. Of course, he's the big arrest 9/11 truthers, 9/12, remember our anger, go back to believing the lies. And I said, Tom, you're actually, he was just desperately trying to follow the playbook he was taught and clearly trained. I mean, this Tom Hartman, very suspicious now, because I was hearing playbooks, man. I mean, I was hearing, maybe he was trained by somebody and didn't know what he was trained to do, but it was actual creating mental images of something completely different. Ayn Rand chopping up kids, throwing babies out of cars. And he was just melting down. And I kept hitting him with total targeted factual info people could check. And he got more desperate, and he said, you like Glenn Beck. You 9/11 truthers love him. And he got more and more desperate and was just bleeding out. I mean, I was acing him. It was like I was a Merlin Rolls-Royce engine-powered fighter plane in the Battle of Britain right behind his Messerschmitt firing into his gas tanks. Whoa, man, I'm telling you. And then I was on Inside Edition. It was the same PSYOP. And if these guys aren't actual Pentagon-trained PSYOP, they were trained by people that are. But it's so ridiculously obvious once you know it. And when, I mean, imagine you're on a show talking about the history of government lies, about the Democrats believing they were going to roll out Bin Laden, about real issues. And he goes, I'm just out of the blue. Ayn Rand worships a man that cut up babies and threw him out of a car. What do you say to that? Just trying to erase everything I just said to get his audience to shift to that image of a chopped up baby going to a bestial, low-level image, which automatically triggers the brain to go into its a lower brain defense functions hearing about the baby dying. Kind of like when the former, at the time he was the current drug czar. What was that general's name? Guys, pull up Alex Jones confronts drug czar. He'll say the general's name. I'm having one of those moments of overload. And I said, what about this Reuters article from last week of the head of U.S. operations, U.S. Army, shipping masses of cocaine and heroin in? And he started laughing. And I said, don't laugh. I read the headline and the date. Everybody went, ooh. And he paused for about 10 seconds. And everybody was going, what? And he goes, the baby. The baby. I care about the baby. It's the same thing. I'm hitting him hard. And what's he do? He shifts and he says, the baby. Chopping, I mean, these people are so predictable. Barry McCaffrey, we've got the clip, we can play it right now. Alex Jones confronts drug czar. I mean, I am just watching them with these cartoon-level moves they throw at me. It's like I'm a boxer, and they're in slow motion. And I'm the Flash, just bam, 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 wham. I mean, they're a joke, but see, they're not swinging at me. They're swinging at unconscious people in a REM state, dream state that the TV and the culture has actually lowered IQs, lowered brainwaves. Brainwaves, you can see the studies on average of Westerners are now lower because people are in a spectating dream state. And so it was all for people in a dream state. People in a dream state, oh, they were completely buying the entire thing. And then look at the headline, Tom Hartman, what is Alex Jones smoking? Bin Laden mission a fake. I'm going to play this in the fourth hour. I mean, I have never seen anything like it until this morning when I went on Inside Edition. Okay, I haven't even gotten into the news yet. I mean, it is getting crazy. It is getting absolutely crazy. In fact, going to break here. This is so important, I'm skipping the break. We're going to skip this network break. This is a historic thing, biggest thing that's happened in decades, this PSYOP, the fact that it's blowing up in the globalist face. I haven't even gotten to all that news yet. The fact that it signifies that they're going to try to launch new wars and false flags. The fact that they're on CBS News, ABC News, CNN saying there'll soon be feds on the streets sticking their hands down your pants everywhere, shopping centers, churches, malls. They're rolling out the full martial law system right now. And we're dying, not with a bang, but with a whimper. But here I am with Barry McCaffrey. Listen to the PSYOP. And then later when I play Tom Hartman, it's the same playbook. And folks, I mean, when you hit them hard, in fact, it happened once when Reno got asked a question by somebody else. She's just shifted to babies. Babies are being hurt. Here it is. Do we have that?
Joe McCaffrey, Alex Jones from KJFK Radio in Austin, Texas. I fully agree with you on the scourge of narcotics and their destructive consequences on the human brain. But something I find interesting is the massive evidence coming out in the past of our own government and other international organizations' involvement in drug smuggling. In fact, 2 days ago, you called Colombia an emergency situation. You're calling for $1 billion and more funding. Well, your head of counter narcotics and drug operations in Colombia, his wife was just caught shipping in masses of cocaine into the United States. This is from the Washington Post, sir. Also have Reuters right here on it.
Is there a question?
Yes, that's my question. I just wanted to state my facts because, you know, we're in this world where you ask a serious question, you're a kook. Let's talk about the drug running of this government.
Was the first press conference I had in Washington was an older reporter. And you know, I said, I don't know. I've been serving the country for 32 years. I'm not running any drugs.
Oh, no, that's a clip from American Drug Wars. Somebody that Booth using a clip of it. Next, he says, the baby, search Alex Jones confronts drug czar. I'll do it. I know you guys found that on the fly, so that's why. Yeah, Kevin Booth used a clip of that on his Showtime TV show. And we're doing all this on the fly. It's a full clip. And the next thing he says is, the baby. And then he lets it sink in and he goes, the baby. Everybody, And then he just moves on. Let me just say, baby. Maternal instincts, lower brain, shut off, forget what you just heard. Distraction, diversion, the baby. What does Tom Hartman do? I'm talking about Bin Laden and evidence of it being staged, and he says, oh, well, what about this guy that chopped up babies and threw them out windows? You support that? What about Ayn Rand? It was her hero, you people. I mean, it was just beyond bizarre. And then another disinfo, well, you 9/11 truthers sure love Glenn Beck. He sure loves you. Knowing that his liberal audience hates Glenn Beck and just hears Glenn Beck, it's like the 5 minutes of hate in 1984. You know, they just show us the image of Emmanuel Goldstein, the Bin Laden character, and everybody's like, nah, angry. Did we find it? No, I mean, it's the clip. If it's just a longer clip without it from somebody's TV show, then you... Yeah, just start the whole thing over. It's fine. We can start from my questions so folks see it unedited. Awesome job, guys, finding that on the fly. Okay, we'll go ahead and play it now. Here it is again.
Since my confrontation with General McCaffrey about 8 months ago at the time of the making of this film, the colonel has also pled guilty to narcotics trafficking, the head of drug interdiction in Central and South America, working for the man on your screen. Let's talk about the drug running of this government.
Last time I got that question was the first press conference I had in Washington with an older reporter. And you know, I said, I don't know. I've been serving the country for 32 years. I'm not running any drugs. Louis Free, I don't think, is. I think the poor wife of the Nobel commander in Colombia underscores the problem. Drug abuse and its consequences are not a problem confined to one subsegment of the population. It affects all of us. Corruption, illegality. 4 months ago, I visited one of my best friends, lifelong friends. The four of us grew up together in the Army. Very senior officer. Three beautiful kids. The baby is 21 years old now. Kid looks like Christopher Reeves.
That's enough. It goes on from there. You heard the 10-second pause as he's floundering. Ooh, I can't handle it anymore. I'm here to tell you. Good job finding that on the fly. Okay. We'll go over all of this with Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. We'll get him on at the 8 after so that every station is out there picking it up. I want to remind listeners, if you believe in this radio broadcast, get the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and all the films that are online there and the higher quality audio podcasts, the video podcasts, the live video streams. Special interviews we do all over the country and the world, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Fall of the Republic, Terror Storm, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, get that, the two books together, get a free DVD. With it, all available at InfoWars.com. Buy your war bonds in the battle for the Republic. This is the war. It's an info war. 90% of war is now information war. As the Pentagon admits, we have the truth, the secret weapon, and it's the equivalent of Stinger missiles shooting down Russian Hinds. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are unstoppable when you take action against their disinfo, their floggers, their Hinds, their entire system. If we just take the field with the truth and laugh right back at them, it's over. They're moving with peer pressure control of the public that's been trained to be an arrested development, men that never grow up, women that never grow up. We've got to let people know why America's collapsing. We've got to reawaken the sleeping giant that is our republic and take our society back. And a big way of doing that is getting my books, my videos, the films, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the info war. It was 15 years ago I launched Operation Micro. And since then, many people picked up on the idea, many that didn't even know where the idea came from, and thousands of micro transmitters have been put up nationwide, similar to what the West did in Eastern Europe against the Soviets with micro FM. And the Internet and Access TV, a great vehicle we've used to circumvent the globalist media domination before the web was powerful. Now they're moving with Internet kill switch, Internet IDs. They're announcing more and more the acclamation for troops on the streets, paramilitary police, checkpoints everywhere, all over the news being pushed. They've already had beta tests with Marines at checkpoints in California, U.S. Army and Homeland Security in Tennessee. Governor told him get out 2 years ago. They told him go to Hades. That's all in police state for the rise of FEMA. We have the proof. We have the facts. We have the information. We have the initiative. We understand the program that's taking place, and we're going to return the republic. We want a republic, not an empire. It is just so incredible the amount of news and information we have here today. Lord Christopher Monckton coming up a little bit, an hour and a half from now. Webster Griffin Tarpley also joining us, but Dr. Steve Pachinik with bombshell information coming up. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.